talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marian way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club. And we'll guess and goof and talk on exchange, read, debate, and think it's exchange. Tune in, we're on. Turn on, I'm in. It's on today, the Exchange Club.
And good afternoon, good afternoon, good afternoon. It's a Getaway Friday, last Friday in July 2018, July the 27th, 16 minutes past the hour. You're tuned into the Exchange Club. Marge Hazlett, Charlie Evers, and myself talk about all the current events in the week that was. How is everybody? How's it going, Marge? We just had a good show. We talked about a lot of liquor.
Yeah, we did. What are we going to talk about?
What do you want to add to that, Charlie?
That's more fun than talking about politics.
Well, it is. And we're not going to spend a great deal of time talking about politics this week because it is what it is. We'll just get an opinion here quickly because we don't want to be irrelevant. President Trump's old lawyer, Michael Cohen, now says that he has proof that President Trump did know about the Russian talk that he had with his son, and he's going to tell Mueller that, and that was the news last night. Well, Marge, do you believe this lawyer?
I don't know. I didn't follow that last night on to today. I've almost got to the point where I'm immune to it. You know,
I'm just waiting for the end report.
Me too.
And when the end report comes, then we'll go with whatever it says. Hmm. What do you think, Charlie?
I don't know. I wish all this investigation would end we could get down to business. Well, I mean, this can go on. Now, what I'm thinking, though, if this was 1920 with the same media we have today, can you imagine what would the media would be doing?
Well, I think the misconception, though, is that this is the first time that's happened. Bill Clinton was under investigation his entire presidency. He was impeached. Ken Starr was the special prosecutor for 8 years. We act like this has never happened before. Well, it has. Reagan was investigated for Iran-Contra the last 4 years of his presidency. There was another president who was... Nixon.
Oh, yeah, poor Nixon.
So, I mean, people act like this has never happened.
Yeah.
Well, it has happened many times.
And we're not really maybe familiar with what happened back in the 1800s.
Oh, I'm sure there were all kinds of things going.
Yes.
Well, we know that Harding sent the Republican chairman to send Kerry Phillips on a trip around the world during the election. So there was and he, you know, I hate to say this because we're named after Harding and so on, but he committed treason when the FBI or CIA, whatever they called it back then, knew that Kerry Phillips was a German spy. They asked him. He was a sitting senator. They said, do you think she's a German spy? And he said, no. And then he wrote a letter right to her and said, knock that stuff off. You know, he was a treasonous guy. You know what? President Trump has done good things, and I think we have to give, you know, the devil his due if people think he's the devil. But we also have to see his flaws. We can't be... And I think kicking the girl out of the media this week, boy, I'll tell you, I'll give Fox News and every media outlet credit for that. They kicked the CNN girl out of the press conference, and even Fox News came to her and said, "You came to the press, and you cannot do that." And I thought, well, that's good.
She was an irritant.
She was. What are you going to ask him?
Yeah, she was taken up the whole time.
No, they were in a room. She was just screaming out questions like everybody else was.
Well, was everybody else screaming out questions?
Yes.
Obviously, she was the leading screamer.
I don't think he liked the question she was asking,
which was... If you don't like what they're asking, shut them up.
Well, but you can't. That's the thing. You can't because we have freedom of the press. You can't do it. And they stepped in. But you know what? The Trump thing in the end result, I don't know if this lawyer is telling the truth. He might be lying. I don't know. But whatever Mueller's investigation comes out with, what I am fearful of is people will go, no, he didn't do that. Why can't we just take whatever the guy says? And I don't know what he says. If he says he's innocent, I'll believe it.
You know, diverting just a little bit, Harding did a lot of good things when he was in office, of course, but it's not those things that emerge as, you know, predominant. All the, you know.
What do you remember about Bill Clinton?
Well, that's right. Well, yeah.
He did a lot of good things.
Lewinsky.
Left office with the lowest unemployment rate that we've had in years. Yeah. But what do you remember?
Yeah, that's right.
What he did that was wrong. So that's the nature of the... What do you remember? Nixon was not a terrible president.
No.
But what do we remember about Nixon?
Yeah.
All his flaws.
Right. So if Trump did this, it was wrong. We'll find out. We're not going to spend too much time on it. More important things. But I just hope that we all can accept the verdict. If he did, he'll have to go. If he didn't...
You think they'll impeach him?
I mean,
he's done a lot of good, you know?
Yes.
I mean, he's got a lot to his credit already.
Absolutely. But the problem is I was thinking last night, it's unheard of. You know, we talked about Russia last week. You know, he met with Putin, and they criticized, and the meeting needed to be criticized. I mean, flat out, it was awful, the way Trump acted. If anybody thought that's how an American president should act with Russia, it shouldn't. But here's the problem with that. Why were they even meeting? Why were they? There was no reason for them to have that summit.
He met with a lot of other world leaders, too.
Well, he'd already met with Putin, but they had this summit, and it's unheard of. I looked it up last night. There was no agenda. In the meeting, nobody was allowed to take notes. Hmm. What's the purpose of that?
Let's call him up and ask him.
Well, I think that's what Mueller is figuring out, because he's going through a lot of things. But I do think that's odd. Why would you have a summit with somebody if you don't have any agenda, and you have a meeting where you don't let anybody in? Even his own CIA guy said, I don't know what they talked about.
That's right, it was a private meeting, yeah.
Well, what is so private that you can't tell the CIA and the FBI?
I don't know. A lot of things probably they would have taken and misconstrued. And
Yeah, but the CIA, I mean, I don't think one man, no matter who it is, should be entitled. I mean, Trump can't make decisions on his own.
Well, what I'm wondering, as a lawyer, recorded conversations, and those conversations were confiscated, how is that legal that those taped conversations became public?
Well, the it's strange.
I mean, a lawyer's...
Right. Well, it's because Trump waived his attorney-client privilege, which I'm not sure why he did that.
That's what I was wondering. Why did he do that?
Why did he do that? It was not a good idea.
You know, he has toned his mouth down a little.
Well, I think he knows something bad is coming, because there's too many what-ifs out there. Why was he so nice to Putin? Why did they have this summit? We had the indictments last week. We know that they tapped into the voter rolls of 500,000 people. Putin stood up in a meeting, standing next to the American president, and said, I wanted him to be president. Why?
Did he say that?
He said that. Oh. Why? Why did he want him to be president?
Well, maybe he wanted a favor.
Yeah, but why why could he get this favor out of Trump that he couldn't get out of Hillary?
Did he have any meetings with Hillary?
Yes, he hated Hillary.
Oh. Okay.
Because Hillary called him out on election tampering. So,
wasn't there more... She knew him long before the election took place.
Well, yeah, every president has met with Putin. That's not the problem. The problem is nobody has acquiesced to him like President Trump did, and I don't know why that is. But it is what it is. But here's one thing I do want to say about Hillary. You know, she did a speech, I think on Monday, early this week. She said she will go down and help reunite those kids with their families. Now, this woman, who's, you know, the devil, I heard last election, she's just the most evil person who ever lived. She's out of office. She's not running for anything. She's got the money. Why is she still volunteering to do this if she's...
How can she legally do this?
She's offering her help.
What help can she give?
She says, I will go down there, give me a team, and I will help reunite these children.
Okay, that's called electioneering.
You think she's going to run again?
I doubt it, but...
So what would be her purpose for doing it? She could retire. She could go sit on the porch in Chappaqua.
I don't think she's that kind of a person.
But I heard last election she was just the devil. She was evil as could be. She was rotten to the core. And now here, she's out of office.
Now she's Mrs. Goodbody.
Well, but what is her motive?
Well, yeah, what is her motive? Oh, because she's such a graciously nice,
well,
considerate person who loves children.
What is her motive?
Yeah, what would her motive be?
Well, the only way we're going to know is to send one of you over there.
Well, I think the truth is, I mean, I think Hillary Clinton is a nice person.
I do, too.
I don't think she was this evil character they made her out to be. You know, you can investigate anybody. We well know that.
Has anybody investigated Mueller?
I don't know that he's been accused of anything. It'll go somewhere. But all I know is that why don't they let Hillary Clinton go down there and help? They're not getting it done. Why doesn't President Trump let her go down there?
What has
go
to
down
be
where?
Done? What legal process has to take place?
The government just has not sent enough people down there to get this done, help find who was who, you know, interpreters and things of that nature. Well, let her do it.
Can she speak Spanish?
Well, I'm sure she knows some people who can. I mean, why not? Why not let her do it?
Well, fine.
Does she want to?
That she says she will. So let her go.
And if she succeeds, why, they'll put her on a pedestal.
Well, I don't know at this
point. I think you're going to find out that there are some wrongdoings.
Well, I would not tell any... I said it at the last election. I was 50-50. 50% of the time I voted for Republicans, 50% for Democrats.
Well, you voted more than once.
Yeah, I voted... I'm like the Russians. I vote a few times.
Depending on what time of day it was.
What time of day it was. But the thing about it is that Hillary Clinton, whether people like to... She won the last election.
Yes, she did.
We've got the information now. I feel horrible for her because I don't know that anything can be done.
Okay, but what can they do to make that right?
Well, I think the end of the investigation will prove that. But we know that the Russians dumped millions of dollars in to target her. We now know they hacked into 500,000 people's voter information.
I never got any information from them.
Did you end up voting for Hillary? That's the question.
But I didn't vote on any public device.
No, but you didn't. Do you remember the day you came in and said Hillary had a catheter? Now, I bet that was a Russian story because her pant leg was all bunched up.
Oh, yeah, that's
now,
right.
Now, see, that was a Russian story.
Oh, I see.
So look what they did. Look
and
what
the
they
time
did.
She tripped getting into a
yes.
car.
Yes. Oh, she
that
had
was
brain
a Russian,
injury. And, yes.
Yeah, probably some Russian agent tripped her.
Well, why did they get into how can you get into 500,000 people's the rolls at the 39 states, not three? Trump won the election by three. They got into 39 states' voter rolls.
And changed?
We don't know that yet, but we know they were in there. Yeah. And we also know the day that Trump stood there and said, find her emails, they looked 29 minutes later. They started looking. And we also know all those emails mm-hmm. that made her look bad from the Democratic Party that got released. We now know they did that. They're the ones who did it. They hacked the DNC. Why didn't they hack the RNC?
What was in all those emails? 30,000 emails?
That they had preferred her and not Bernie Sanders, which made all the Bernie Sanders people mad. And that, she was tough to get along with on the campaign trail and just stupid stuff, but nothing illegal. Mm. But the press reported on it every day. And it also made that FBI man, which we know he did wrong now, too. I see, the whole thing, Hillary Clinton really got it put to her. I'll say that. She got it put to her.
Well, if you were a media boss, you'd have your people trying to dig up and do everything they can to...
Well, right, but not the Russians. That's the difference. You can say anything negative about somebody, but you can't have a foreign entity that we don't get along with interfering.
Was there a law against what they did?
For Russia? Yes, it's election tampering. You can't... Well, there's 12...
But Russia, not probably in Russia.
Well, that's right.
Can they be prosecuted because they're Russians?
They're indicted. But
I know they've indicted some other Russians.
Putin's not going to release them.
Yeah.
And Trump didn't ask for them to be released. Now, why didn't he ask for that?
Good question.
Good question.
Trump is dirty. You got to get rid of him.
No, I don't
He's
know.
He's evil.
I don't know. But here's what I know. Here's what I know about Trump. I know that I hope he didn't do anything wrong, because if he did, there's going to be a bad day coming for this country.
Can you imagine all they would have to reverse everything that Trump has done to better our country in the meantime? You can't say he's done everything
wrong.
Well,
it depends on who you are. Yeah, I don't know. It depends on who you are.
What party you are.
Well, because do you like the Supreme Court choices he's made? I would say
what's wrong with him?
Well, they're anti-Roe versus Wade. They're anti-same-sex marriage. I think that's an angry thing for anti-gun control. I think that's an issue. I think the stock market has gone up and unemployment has gone down, but farmers are also in trouble, and now he has to bail them out because of the tariffs he's put in place.
And now Kasich says farmers want, what is it? They don't want help. They want better markets.
Yeah, but why put these? Didn't Trump understand that if you put tariffs
in? Oh, yeah. He would understand that they would retaliate, sure.
Yeah, but it's hurting our people. And now we've got to use tax money to bail them out.
We've already bailed out agriculture over the years, you know.
Yeah, but this is of our own doing.
Well, no, we've bailed out. We've paid farmers for years not to plant.
Right, but there is meat sitting in lockers all over this country because we can't export it anymore because of these tariffs. So why do that? Why create that? What is the purpose to make China? It's going to cause the cost to go up on stuff. It's going to affect the consumer in the end.
Yeah, I'm afraid so.
It is, because they're going to lose all this meat.
Just in this last week, I was telling him, I am sick and tired of people calling me and wanting me to change this and change that.
Oh.
And they three times they asked the same question. I said to the guy, you ask me that question one more time and I'm hanging up. I'm sick to my stomach from listening
to
you.
And I don't think PBS is happy with Trump. He's defunded them.
There's
a lot of anger there.
But a lot of nonprofit groups have joined in and donated money.
Thank goodness.
You'll see them listed at the beginning of all the PBS programs.
So I guess we should say this. Whatever will happen will happen. He's done some good. He's done some bad, just like all presidents. And I guess, but the problem is you can't do illegal things. Mm-hmm. And if he did something illegal, then I guess.
You know, I can't understand. This bothers me. Now, maybe a dozen other people, but it's never in the same spot in the paper where they talk about how dirty the restaurant is. And they say dirty and talk like that. Well, that could ruin their business, right?
Yes, it
could.
And that bothers me.
That's making all the restaurants really. George Gasotis has said he never had a problem. He kept his spick and span and he knew all the regulations and abided by them. But some of these restaurants have let things slip.
Oh, yeah.
And you'll notice it will say that some of the employees were not aware of the rules.
So you think it's good?
Yes.
And Marge thinks it's bad.
I think it's keeping them all on their toes.
I think it can be good, but the way they're doing it. I mean, how would you like to be a restaurant owner? Yeah. You're home, and I come in there, and I don't like you. Yeah. So I want to wreck your business. I'll wreck your business, and then he'll come back into work, and I've ruined your business.
If they're violating, but I've never seen public. It's on the internet all the time. I can go to the and type in right now Galleon Health Department, and I'll bring up 50 different restaurants and facilities.
But that's different than the newspaper.
And their inspection reports.
The health department's not the media. That's different.
No, that's part of the health department. Food inspection,
right, but
restaurant inspection.
But Marge, I think, is talking about printing them in the media.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Well, this is the first that they've been doing that. It's been on the internet forever.
Well, no, the health department does need to do health inspections, but I think Marge is saying this is wrecking people's business by putting it in the media.
It sure can.
And so you think that's a bad thing.
So I think that's bad.
If you know you were going to be inspected and you're in violation,
but
what are you going to
do? Do you know they're going to inspect you?
No, that's a surprise.
So
supposedly.
Okay, I ran the red caboose. I'm strict. I mean, I wash my hands a million times. Yeah. I clean my stove where the cats sit up on the stove. I can't be there and watch that animals every day. Yeah. Okay, now I'm in violation. So I've got this printed all over the paper. Are you going to come to my store anymore? You don't like me anyway, so you're not going to come. So you'll tell him, oh, Marge, did you read in the paper about her the other day? Why, somebody didn't wash their hands and went into the potty room, came out. Oh, forgot all about washing her hands. Oh, for God's sakes.
I don't know.
That makes me sick right
there.
If
they dipped into your salad or...
Well, I don't know. I mean, well, what if the health department comes on a day when they're doing okay, and then the next day somebody goes in and does the wrong thing?
One of my daughters worked for a pizza shop in Marion for quite a while, and she underwent an inspection many times. One day, they dinged them for using a scoop without gloves on to dip out ice because a finger might have touched a cube of ice.
Well, I don't know. I know that I worked in restaurants when I was in high school, and I don't ever remember the health inspector coming, but I'm sure they did.
But they inspect schools and everything.
Right, but
anyone that serves food.
But the question is it right to broadcast that?
In the paper.
In the paper.
Yeah. I don't think that's right.
That's the question.
Yeah, they should keep it to themselves.
Okay, if I looked at that, I'm
don't tell anybody, but so-and-so's got rodents.
Yeah, but they had mice, rodents, name it.
So you thought Trump and Mueller was a five-point. It's the health department. That's the real scourge of this town.
Well, but I looked to see what the name of the restaurant was. I fortunately don't go there.
It's probably one of the most interesting pieces in the Marion Star lately.
Yeah, but it could wreck your business.
Yes, it could,
sure.
But is that...
And if you knew it was going to wreck your business, if you did something wrong, would you do things right?
I would think so, but can you control 75 employees?
Well, you have to. You can't say, well, I've got all these employees, I can't control them. So
I'll bring
them
out.
Let them mess up.
Now, there are kids out there that don't like somebody, a teacher, let's put it that way.
Yeah, that's true.
They could bring a rodent in.
They could.
Yeah.
Put him in my lunch pail. And that old buzzer jumps out of there.
Well, you remember, Charlie, boy, we came to a nasty conversation one time on this program because somebody put a tack on one of your favorite teacher's chairs.
Right. Yes.
And you said that was wrong. But I see this is the same thing. I think that
he could have got an infection.
Well, it was wrong to do it.
Yeah.
But I don't think he should have just, all kids are bad now.
He changed his attitude. He was smiling all the time, gracious person, and that just... really dimmed everything.
Yeah, but that he must have had a flawed personality. Because
no, he didn't. He was a coach,
right,
among other things.
But why? Marge and I have been teachers, and you've taught.
Did anybody ever put a tack on your seat?
No, but they've done bad things.
Put a what on your seat?
Attack. Attack.
A cat.
Attack.
Did you ever have
like a pin? Push
attack?
Pin.
Oh, no.
No. But would that make you hate all your students if that happened?
Oh, no.
No, of course not.
Oh, yeah. Well, tomorrow, somebody else put a tack on. I'll sit on it.
Well, no,
maybe we'll all laugh together.
Because you know that only one student did it. But you had bad things happen, didn't you, Marge?
Pardon?
Bad stuff happened.
Oh, I was just saying, I probably was in on it when I was a kid.
There you go. And so there
it's
you go.
It's a wonder I wasn't in on this.
My dad would say, Margaret, now don't you lie to me. I can tell when you wiggle your ears. I said, Dad, I didn't do that. He said, Margaret, tell me the truth. You were with all those kids. You're not going to stand out alone.
But you should not have a sour attitude toward 500 kids because one kid put a tack on your chair.
Well, there wasn't that many in my
100
class.
You weren't in on it. So should he have disliked you for something?
He didn't. We got along fine.
So it didn't change his whole attitude?
No. But it did change the way he viewed us, I think, that any one of us could put a...
Let me ask this.
Yeah.
It's a school. There are push pins around. What if somebody accidentally knocked one
this
on his chair?
This was a thumbtack.
Okay, what if somebody accidentally knocked it on his chair? What if it wasn't meant for him?
Oh, well, maybe it wasn't. Should he have got up in pain and said, Golly.
It's just a, well, I mean, it could have been an accident. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've stubbed toes and people have broken ankles because of things that weren't meant for them. Mm-hmm. I know that. So, like, the floor would have been, you know, somebody mopped the floor and teachers have fallen down because mm-hmm. they didn't realize somebody. Now, that's not out to get them.
And that was so long ago. This particular teacher is dead, so we'll never know anything else.
But something, it must have been more than that tech. Because if that just ruined his whole personality, there had to be something going on in his brain beforehand. But anyway, past all that, I do want to let everybody know that this coming Friday, a week from today, Friday, August the 3rd, WWGH reports from the MCI Choir, the Marion Prison Choir, will air a week from today. My visit there this past Wednesday, it will air Friday, August the 3rd, 5:10 until 6 p.m., and then it will replay that night, 8:10 to 9 p.m., on this station.
But since we don't play music, is that going to be all right?
It's interviews with the choir. But what we're going to do today... it's a Friday.
I can just see some person lurking in the shadows. Ah, get them.
You know, they're probably waiting to put the tech on
my
chair.
Right. Yeah.
They probably got their recorders running. But here, what I'm going to do this Friday, 7 days away, is give people a little preview. Here it is.
Okay.
Marge and Charlie, if you want to put on your headphones, you can hear this preview of what you will hear next Friday here on WWGH Radio. This is part of the interview last Friday at the, or I did this past Wednesday at the Marion Correctional Institute, the Marion Prison. Maximum security. Here you go. You know, I think being here, seeing the creativity is fascinating because I believe, I don't know that most people know that's going on. So I think there are misconceptions. What do you think the biggest misconception by people is about what goes on?
Just it's a place of this criminal-minded people, and it's not that. We weren't born here. We got stories, backgrounds that shaped and molded our ways of thinking, and now we get in the time to reshape our way of thinking and get that soberness in us. You know what I mean? So. Just like we talked about earlier, we just can be a great addition to society. And I think a lot of people, without knowing, without doing any studying, without coming in here, without talking and having conversations with us, can just write us off as just the criminal minded, the downtrodden, the worthless and so forth. You know, and that's just not the key. It's just not. And I'm going to say that in general. I'm going to speak that in general. I've met so many great minds in here. So many people that has really changed, really are remorseful for what they done, what kind of crimes they committed, and they put the effort in every day. Every day. And that's when that integrity comes in. I've seen guys get flopped at the board and still remain the person that they were as far as the improvement that they made after they got flopped at the board. I've seen guys get denied for judicial releases and take it on the chin and say, you know what, I'm just going to keep doing what I was doing better. I'm going to keep learning. I'm going to keep loving on everybody. And that's huge because people can falter under that kind of disappointment and that rejection. But I see a lot of men just hold their head up and keep doing better because the change is real.
Yeah, most definitely. The misconception of all of us actually being criminals, like we're all convicted of a crime. Like nobody, none of us can deny that. But everyone here isn't a criminal. Some of us are actually victims of circumstance because of traumatic things that we've been through as children or in our young adulthood, situations and circumstances such as poverty that can steer you to a lifestyle that you don't necessarily want to live. Or to make a mistake that you didn't want to make, but you feel compelled or pressured based on where you are or who you are to do that. And you know, a lot of people here, when they come here, get a chance to be who they want to be because you know your circumstances before prevented you from doing that. So when you are allowed to flourish in the way that you desire, you become the person that you want to become, and that person is the person who's going back into society. And it would do everybody a justice if they could recognize that, if they could recognize the person and they could recognize what's internally instead of the action. because most times the action is only one thing. So, you know, when we talk about behavior, when we talk about trauma, when we talk about change and transformation and those things, there are way more people who don't recidivate when they actually get a chance to go through that process. And those people become productive. And like I said, when you Google them and you look at that person, you would never guess that. So, like, you know, that's key. That's vital. That's important.
You talked about that perception, and that's something that must be looked at. Our action, especially him and I are first timers. Our action, that one action, shouldn't define who we are. We did something stupid, but we're not stupid. You understand what I'm saying? So it's so much more to us.
Beyond the barricade, is there a world you want to see? Then join in the fight that will give you the right to be free. Do you hear the people sing, singing the song of angry men? It is the music of the people who will not be stayed. Hear the beating of the heart, echo the beating of the drums. There is a life about to start when tomorrow comes.
And that's a preview of what you will hear. Those were two of the prisoners of MCI speaking.
I'm interested in the quality, which was excellent.
Yes, that's excellent.
Thank goodness.
What did you use?
A microphone.
Okay.
And a laptop and a soundboard.
Okay, that's
And I want
good.
To thank the people who made that possible. I want to thank the people at MCI, the press people, the guards who were so nice to us, and the inmates. They didn't have to sit there and talk to us, and that was two of the inmates. Yeah. You know, Charlie, when I hear that, I think so often, we've had so many discussions about prisons and so on and so forth. They're very well spoken, the inmates, and very, I think, earnest in what they're saying. What do you think when you hear that?
That's right. It's disturbing the fact that they can reform more or less while they're in prison and do productive things, but when they're released, they have a felony record and nobody wants them. So what are you going to do?
These are two bright gentlemen. I interviewed them. Marge, what do you think?
Well, I agree. I think that sometimes any one of us could probably end up in there.
You could.
I mean, depending on what you've done and your talk and what have you. I mean, just think of looking at our government. Look at all those people they're putting away.
They were very eloquent.
Yeah.
I chose that clip because they said, I mean, they're serving time right now. They're in prison while we speak. And they said they didn't try to say we didn't do it. They took ownership. They said we did it. But it was one thing we did, and we should not be defined by that. I think that's very profound.
Mm-hmm.
So remember, that's special. WWGH reports from the Marion Prison Choir.
Okay, that would be when?
Next Friday, a week from today, the full special, August the 3rd, 5:10 until 6 p.m., and it will replay at 8:10 to 9 p.m., and then we'll have some more replays, I'm sure of it.
Okay.
But what about the choir there at the end?
Fantastic.
I thought I'd give you a little taste of the choir there.
Great.
And singing, you know, being in that setting and singing about being free, tomorrow will come. I'll tell you, it's very, very moving when you think about it.
It could happen to any one of us. Somebody can land you there just saying something that you said, making it worse.
And I hope the guys and the guards are listening right now. They did take the information down when I was out there.
I hope they are.
And there's the special times. Now, we've got about 15 minutes left, so we'll go to another topic here. Did anybody see this thing about the McDonald's employee?
No.
The video?
No.
Well, apparently there was a McDonald's employee, and I'm not sure where this was, but these people had ordered their food. This young girl had ordered her food, and she asked the employee for a cup. And the employee, she wanted some water, the customer. So the customer goes over and starts to fill her cup up with soda. And the employee shut the pop machine down because she didn't pay for a soda. So the lady got angry and threw a milkshake at the employee and then tried to hit the employee in the head with a tray. So the employee jumped over and body slammed the customer. Now, should
Should she have body slammed the customer?
Should she have body slammed the customer? Should the employee have taken matters into her own hands?
Sounds to me like the customer needed to be slammed.
Well, that's what I think. I mean, the video's out there if people want to watch it. Listen, if you throw a milkshake on somebody, you got to expect that somebody's going to come out and put the hurting on you.
I mean, just your instant reaction.
Mm-hmm. But I bet you she'll be fired.
Oh, probably so.
But you shouldn't
Mal, they'll
be.
Probably pick at the...
But what is wrong with society that you would be throwing milkshakes on people? I think that's wrong.
I do, too.
We treat our service people very badly.
Yeah, and so many of them are poorly paid, too.
That's right.
Oh, yes. They're it's not worth getting dressed to come to work.
No, and then you get a milkshake on your clothes.
Yeah,
and they probably won't have one set of clothes to begin with.
If anybody has an opinion on anything we've talked about, feel free to chime in. 740-383-9944, 740-383-9944. Oh, and I forgot our question of the day, our trivia question of the day. What did Florence Harding do as First Lady that later became popular by Eleanor Roosevelt and Hillary Clinton, but Florence was the first lady to do it? What is that? You've got about 12 minutes. 740-383-9944. You can win tickets to Kosai, Zumbezi Bay, Tecumseh, the Columbus Zoo, the Wilds, Huntsman Auto Oil Change, 5 quarts of non-synthetic for non-automobiles, or autos only, excuse me. Tongue got ahead of me. So, and we also might have something special coming up this Thursday. Not confirmed yet, but if it happens this afternoon and we get a confirmation, I'll confirm it. But that's the question. What did Florence Harding do first as First Lady that later became popular by Eleanor Roosevelt and Hillary Clinton, but Florence was the first one to do it? 740-383-9944. What do you think it was, Charlie?
She probably planted roses in the rose garden.
That's a good guess. What do you think, Marge?
Took a wedding band off and threw it away.
Well, she did do that. 740-383.
Beat her husband over the head.
Marge and I were talking about this. Why do you think he had so many picadillos? I mean, because she was kind of a domineering woman. She didn't wear her wedding ring. She had a quote. I don't have it in front of me, but the quote was, "I made him president because he listens to me." Yet he was having all these picadillos with other women, and she let it go on.
He was a popular guy. But
not with her.
What really I keep thinking about, you know, all these things that happened that way, and now we're going to have a new Harding Museum here.
Yes.
Are they going to have to deal with any of the off-color?
No, no, gosh, no.
I mean, it's all part of the whole picture. Will they ever deal with the fact that there's a grandson of Warren G. Harding alive?
I feel sorry.
I don't know.
I mean, how it's
sad.
Yeah, and you don't want to really make the Harding people mad at you for even bringing this up. But really,
well,
how do you describe history fully?
You were at a meeting about this recently, weren't you?
It wasn't about that, but...
But didn't you bring... You should have brought it up.
Well, it wasn't proper to bring it up at the type of meeting.
See, that's the thing. It's never the right time. Yeah. You can't... It's hard to talk about a man's picadillos. And much like... It is strange, because it's like Trump, it's like Clinton, it's like Nixon. They all did do some good, but what... Do you just leave off?
Okay, now what about the Clinton Museum or the Clinton Library?
Yeah,
is there any story in there about what happened with him?
He wrote about it, so I don't know. I know he wrote about it.
The thing of it is, just because they're president, it doesn't give them a right
to
do these things, because they're supposed to be something that people look up
at. Well, that's special, yeah.
But we don't do that anymore.
We should.
Well, see, but that's, it's like when people die. All of a sudden, they become saints. You can't speak ill of the dead.
Yeah, and it's something that got me. The other day, they had a big memorial service with flying balloons for the boy that was killed last year at the state fair.
Yes.
Yeah. They do that. I've seen that now.
Mm-hmm.
That reminds me of a Mom's Mabley joke about how once somebody's dead, you can't speak ill of them anymore. Her joke used to be, they say you can't say anything about the dead unless it's good. he died. Good. That was her joke.
Yeah.
But it's true. Why do we memorialize people when they weren't really who they were?
Yeah, it'd be nice to be in the candle and flower business.
Yeah. I mean, there's a... Well, I drive around the streets of Marion, and I'm not knocking this, so don't take it that way, but where people die, there are crosses and flowers and things of that nature where people have been killed in car crashes.
For years in Fulton, Ohio, over here on Route 61, five people were killed, and for years there were five crosses. They finally removed them.
Well, there's one out on 529, where a girl was killed years ago. One in front of the Wendy's on Delaware Avenue, where that woman was run over. Yeah.
But what, I often ask, why do they put up a memorial where that person was killed rather than where they're buried?
I think they do both, I would imagine.
I think they do, too.
Well, for years, the girl who was horribly killed out in Grandview, there was a... If you knew where she was found, there were teddy bears out there and things of that nature.
Psychologically, we need a psych... Well,
we have one right next to you. Right next to you, Charlie.
What's the theory, Marge?
I don't know. I frankly don't think it's appropriate. It's distracting... Because I know I look at that sign, or, you know, his cross and everything, and, you know, I didn't know him, but it's there every, they refresh it all the time. It's very well done. But I'm not real sure, we don't want them all down the road to distract, because I think it's distracting.
Well, we talk honestly here. I mean, do we whitewash Harding in this town? I mean, this is the town, the home, the memorial's here. I mean, to my understanding, again, you can call me out on it, but he slept with Florence's best friend, got her pregnant, made her get an abortion. He slept with Nan Britton, who was almost a child, and had a child with who he did not take care of, and he knew about. He had a 20-year affair with a married woman.
But there again, is all of this proven?
Pretty close. Pretty close. Oh. And Flo knew all about it. And she just went along for the ride.
I can't imagine any woman going along, especially with her makeup. You know, that her...
Yeah, she was pretty well self-motivated.
Yeah, self-motivated. Hard-headed.
She was a hard-headed, you know, determined.
And she's supposedly steered him in every move except the...
You know, she never says anything nice about him.
But, you know, and interesting, too, Jan Augenstein portrayed Florence Harding, and I portrayed Warren G. Harding. We traveled all over and gave programs. Never once did anyone ask us anything off color.
Well, I think it's the same reason you didn't bring it up at the meeting. It's not...
Well, it wouldn't be in the place.
Not the place, and you're not Harding, so how do you answer it?
Well, all I could...
You know?
Yeah.
Okay, but we're getting a call here.
Go ahead, caller.
Okay, well, maybe not. If that is you and you would like to call back, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. But we're talking about lots of things going on. And the question is, what did Florence Harding do first as First Lady that later became popular by Eleanor Roosevelt and Hillary Clinton, but Florence was the first to do it? 740-383-9944. And if that was you, call back. 740-383-9944. Okay, with the last 4 minutes we have, Roseanne gave her last interview last night. Maybe this will be the end of this story, but here's what it was. She gave it to Hannity on Fox News. She says she is not a racist. Her tweet was political. And she ended up by saying, I voted for Donald Trump, and that's not allowed in Hollywood. And that's what happened to her. That's why she's gone. You agree or disagree?
I don't know.
Well, we did the whole show on her tweet.
I'm not that much of a Roseanne Barr fan.
I'm not either.
But I don't understand.
I don't care what she says, where she says it.
I don't understand this quote, though. I voted for Donald Trump, and that's not allowed in Hollywood. But she did a show. I mean,
but most of Hollywood is anti-Trump, period.
Yeah, I would say so, but they put her show on the air after Trump was elected. It's not like they took her, I mean, they put her on. They renewed her for another year. It wasn't until she said something nasty that's what did her in. So this, I voted for Donald Trump, and that's what's not allowed in Hollywood? Well, they put your show on the air. What do you mean that's not allowed?
They saw money at first.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, but they renewed it. And I don't, if she had not made that horrible remark, I don't think that it would have been taken off. I don't know why it would.
She's coming back with another show now?
She's not, but they are.
Oh.
The show's coming back. Yes. It's going to be called The Conners, but not with her.
It's interesting. They're coming back with dancing shows. They're coming back with this and that. Copycats. And I would rather watch PBS public television.
You know, that call was, well, see, then you learn about the Picadillos. I watched that Ken Burns series that they did on the Roosevelts. It was so good, but they, you know, Franklin died at his mistress's home.
Yes.
Well, his home, but his mistress was there. Mm-hmm.
Huh.
And
wasn't he getting painted by somebody?
Yeah, he was, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And there in her diary, Eleanor Roosevelt wrote how she rode back on that train from Warm Springs to Washington. She said she grieved with the country, but for the man, she it was a betrayal. She felt betrayed.
Mm-hmm. You know, I remember back on a different angle. I once introduced the portrayer before I portrayed Warren G. Harding. I introduced the portrayer on the front porch on national television.
Of?
It was a special PBS.
Oh, on PBS.
Yeah. And I think it's still on the internet. I think it's 55 minutes into the national program.
Ah, well, we'll have to take a look. 55 on Harding.
Yeah.
Now, we do want to let people know again that WWGH reports the Marion Prison Choir next Friday, August the 3rd, 5:10 to 6 p.m. and 8:10 to 9 p.m. Interviews with two of the inmates, as well as the choir director, Catherine Roma, and some performance clips from the choir.
I think it would be interesting to bring the whole thing up to someone in charge. When these men are released and they have a felony record and can't get employed because of that, what's going to happen to them?
That's the problem.
Yeah, really.
I understand there's a drug issue, but I wish more people were talking about that.
What do they call a return? A recidivism, or what's that title of that word?
Reentry, I've heard it called.
Well, yeah, it's a reentry, but there's another, a recidivism or something like that. Some Latin.
You cannot send people back into the workforce with a felony. It's not going to work. I mean, I worry about this Waldo pool manager. What's she going to do?
Well, that's right.
I mean,
once you've got a felony.
I mean, this is ridiculous. You know, people make mistakes, and we're human. To human, to err is human. Who said that? I don't know, but somebody said it.
I think Adam.
Adam said
told that to Eve once.
Did he?
Yeah, after she picked that apple off the tree.
But he ate it. He ate it. The
well,
women are
nice.
Always, since day one, the women have always run the men.
But just
Florence,
think, one of their kids committed murder.
That's true. Judas.
So how do you deal with that?
I don't know. What happened to, she just went and lived in another place, Florence's child.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, he moved to Texas.
Colorado.
Oh.
Colorado.
Okay.
Yeah, everybody, and then Warren's child ended up in Washington, or Oregon.
But she was born
Oregon.
Next door to me.
Yes, and that will do it for today. This was an interesting show. We learned a lot, and stay tuned, because Charlie Evers has got a lot of giveaways on this Friday afternoon. If you get in here before 3, answer a question early, you can go somewhere this weekend and have some fun. It's going to be a nice weekend, from what I understand.
Mm-hmm.
Mid-70s, beautiful weekend. Marge, Charlie, thank you. The Charlie Evers Show, back in 10 minutes.
You have 10 days from the day you win the prize to pick the prize up. You can only win once every WWGH Radio staff reserves the right to question a prize winnings. The WWGH offices are open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. for prize pickup. The WWGH offices are located at 559 East Center Street in the lower level of the Beltone Building. Thank you so much for playing fair. Central Baptist Church would like for you and your family to join them for worship service Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. Central Baptist Church is located at 2816 Marion Waldo Road.
Tecumseh. Captivating. Fascinating. Mesmerizing. Be sure to see this thrilling outdoor drama near Chillicothe, Ohio this summer. Over 2 million visitors have made this production an Ohio tradition. Visit TecumsehDrama.com today or call 740-775-0700 for information and reservations. Don't miss Tecumseh this summer.
This is Patty Wooster with Marion Midget Football, a staple of the Marion community for over 45 years, providing sportsmanship, friendship, and exciting competition. To our Marion youth, 740-382-4558.
Hi, are you looking for a church that is Bible teaching and Bible believing? I invite you to Community Christian Fellowship in Prospect, Ohio. We were at 209 East Water Street. Our Sunday morning service is at 10:30. We have Sunday school at 9:30 in the morning. Evening service at 6:30, along with youth group at the same time. We do have a midweek service. You can reach us at 740-494-2222 or prospectccf.com. We'd love to have you come and visit. And get plugged in and see that there's true hope for tomorrow and hope in your life. God bless you. Have a good evening.
Dinosaurs. You've seen them in movies, TV shows, even textbooks. But what were they really like? Find out in Columbus at Kosci's American Museum of Natural History Dinosaur Gallery, an exhibit that will have you looking at dinosaurs in a whole new way. It's part of Kosci's unique partnership with New York's American Museum of Natural History, a collaboration that may have you seeing Kosci in a whole new way as well.
This is Scott Spears looking down on the beautiful city of Marion from the WWGH News Chopper. If you would like to ever submit a news tip or an event to the WWGH News Department, email Scott at WWGH1071.com. And watch out for the chopper.
Vanover Village Townhouses, located in Marysville, now renting 2 and 3 bedroom townhouses. Telephone number 937-642-3692.
This is Phil Reed, and you are listening to WWGH Radio at 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Find us on Facebook by WWGH Ohio 107.1.